Developer Diaries, where we get inside the minds of some of the greatest app builders out there today. And with me is Aaron Strange. Aaron, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Aaron, tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys do.
So I work for Migration.mobi. We're based out of Austin, Texas. We are, yes, gotta love Austin. We're a cross-platform mobile app agency. So we work across all mobile platforms. The past couple years, we've really concentrated on Windows Phone and Windows 8.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm here to kind of talk about our experience with that.
Great. So then you can compare your experiences building applications for, say, the iPhone to what it's like for Windows Phone. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, then we're going to go ahead and do that.
Sure.
So today we're going to talk about two of the apps that Aaron's worked on, United Airlines application and iHeartRadio. Let's start. Do you have a preference?
Why don't we start with United?
All right, let's start with United. Tell us a little bit about how this came about.
Sure. So Microsoft and United Airlines came to us to port their application from iPhone to Windows Phone 8.
Okay.
So our creative department works solely with the United in-house development team. So it was really a partnership in porting this application.
Now, was there a Windows Phone 7 app prior?
No.
No, okay. No. So this is the first United Airlines application for Microsoft Mobile.
Totally, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So it was a very, very exciting experience. It's a very robust application. It has so many features. It's really an amazing application. So the development team at United Airlines are extremely talented. They were a pleasure to work with.
So is that something that they come to you with, where they say, hey, we wanted to do this, 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 and this, or is it something that you bring to them in terms of feature set in the app?
It was a parity port. So our goal is to match the features of their iPhone and Android experience while really playing up the native features of Windows Phone 8, like the live tile and the lock screen, really what makes Windows Phone amazing. So, you know, our goal was really to kind of push the limits with the design a little bit, really think in some new metaphors with Windows Phone design. Windows Phone has been out for now, I guess, almost 3 years now, two years?
Yeah, three.
So I think it's time for designers to really start exploring some new metaphors. So I have a couple examples with United on where we kind of pushed it.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Let's visually show what you're talking about here. Okay.
So I'll just jump right into the home screen.
Now, did they provide you, sorry, I'm going to do this all the time long.
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump in and talk over you and interrupt.
No problem, yeah.
Just letting you know. So now we've got the Windows design language. Do they provide you with a set of guidelines and say, these are what, you know, a Windows Phone 8 application has to look like? Or do you do your own research so it sort of fits the standards? How does that work?
Well, we get guidelines from Microsoft.
Okay.
So it's a partnership of working directly with Microsoft and United Airlines to get the best application possible. So we've been doing this for over 2 years now, so we know the Metro design language like the back of our hand. We know all the rules. We know what we should do, know what we shouldn't do. But we're still pushing a little bit and trying to kind of take, you know, take some risks and things like that.
That's what we want to see.
Yeah.
So go ahead, show me.
So here's the home pano, and as you can see, it's jam-packed with features. Users can book a flight, view flight status, log into their account, and view their miles and things like that. One of the most important things in the United application is this little section down here called My Travel.
Okay.
And that is where users can sync up their flights, log in, they can add reservations and kind of monitor their reservations, view flight alerts. And so one of the most important things to United was having that easily accessible to every screen on the home screen and to the user throughout the application. So it's not just on one screen of the pano. So what we designed was this little tab at the bottom. And so when a user taps it, it pushes up.
I've really never seen anything like that.
Yeah,
that's
so it's different. You normally see the app bar at the bottom with icons.
Sure.
And so this kind of updates with the number to show you how many notifications are down there. And so the user can tap it. It slides up, and the user can see all of their flights. And so it's kind of like their little travel wallet kind of tucked away.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, is this a feature that was available on some of the other platforms, or is this Windows Phone 8 specific?
This feature is available on other platforms, but not in this design. So this is definitely a new design. I think one thing that's kind of interesting about it too is it kind of mimics the wing.
Oh yeah, I noticed that right.
Yeah. So it was nice on the iPhone and Android app, and across a lot of their mobile platforms for United, they use this background image. So that easily ported over because background images are really popular on Windows Phone. And then it kind of mimics it. So when you tap it, you kind of get that same wing effect. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Very cool. So what is it like, actually, the comparison between the two of developing or creating apps for some of the other mobile operating systems versus Windows Phone, now that you've done both?
They're so different.
Really? You know,
yeah, they really are.
You know, have some pros and cons on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I think a pro of Android and iPhone is it's been around for a bit longer, so there's a lot more to compare to. There's a lot more inspiration out mm-hmm. there. People have really pushed it. You have side menus, you have tab bars, you have custom tab bars. I mean, there's so much out there. With Windows Phone, it's really just kind of starting to take off,
yeah.
And it's definitely gaining more traction. But you know, you have panos and pivots and app bars, and every app looks amazing on it because that's just how Windows Phone was designed.
It has to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, the simplistic and the minimalism, you know, aesthetic of the operating system is just amazing. But you can kind of feel a little constrained sometimes. I think designers mm-hmm. can get a little overwhelmed when they first start working with the platform. They feel like they can't really push it and they can't really explore. So that's kind of one thing that I think is kind of needs to start happening, is to really push it and explore new controls.
Yeah, well, I mean, mm-hmm. obviously this is something that you've successfully done with the United Airlines app.
Yeah, yeah.
And has feedback, I know it's not out yet, right? When is the app going into the store?
It should be out within this month.
Okay.
So hopefully within the next couple of weeks. I know we're right on the finishing line with it. So.
And so was your feedback from Microsoft and from United, although primarily Microsoft, we love what you've done, or we love how you're pushing our technology and pushing boundaries?
Totally, yeah. There was no pushback at all. So it sounds like the Microsoft team is really eager to get some new controls too. You know, they want that from designers to start pushing it, you know?
All right, well, that's awesome. So it sounds like Microsoft was really, really thrilled with what you've done. Are there any other sort of really outstanding features you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the most exciting things with Windows Phone 8 was the addition of the double wide tile and the lock screen.
Yes.
It gives developers so many different ways to reach their users, and that's something that no other platform can offer. So that's one of the most exciting things when working with brands and porting apps over, mm-hmm. are how we can use the live tiles, how we can use the lock screen, and it's really fun.
So you have to figure out what you want the small tile to look like, the medium tile to look like, and the double size tile to look like?
Exactly,
that's
exactly.
Cool.
And you can push information to the medium and large tile.
Some people just don't even think about it.
I know.
How much thought goes into this, but yeah, okay.
Oh, it's very insane, yes.
No, that just happens. But no, that doesn't just happen. Aaron makes that happen.
Yes. And obviously with an airlines application, there's so much information that a user wants right now. And they don't want to have to open up the application to get there. So playing with the different features to push live tile updates was really exciting. One of them, if you make the United Airlines app the extra large tile, it can push updates to that large tile of the flights that you have saved in that little flyout that we
showed. So sort of like the My Travel pop-up?
Exactly. So whatever you would see in My Travel can get pushed to your tile. So users don't even have to open up the application, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, just look at your phone. The information's right there.
Exactly. So we have a mock-up here of if your flight changed from different gates, you can see it right on your tile. And then another thing that we explored was obviously pinning tiles. Users mm-hmm. can pin a tile if they're monitoring someone else's flight. They have to pick mom up at the airport and they're checking flight statuses. They don't have to search for it every time. They just pin it to their home screen.
So you see right here, you've got the United app pinned and then a specific query within that app pinned as well?
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. They can pin their mobile boarding pass, which is very exciting. Standing in line, you don't have to go search for it again. You just pin it to your home screen and then tap the tile and it's right there.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. And then also another light-up feature for Windows Phone 8 is the custom lock screen, which I found very, very exciting. So users can choose which applications they want to push information to their lock screen from. So if a user chose United Airlines, they could get their flight information pushed to their lock screen. So all they have to do is press their little startup button on their phone.
That's so handy.
They don't even have to swipe up from the lock screen. They get their flight information right there. I mean, it's like, it's insane.
I think by default in Windows 7, you got like your text message and maybe your email count, mm-hmm. and obviously the time and date.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, customizing the lock screen is such a really, really awesome feature. And good to see you guys took advantage of that.
Totally. Yeah, it was really fun. So
nice.
I'm excited to see this app hit the marketplace. It's going to have more features than any other airlines app
cool.
out
so
there.
Sometime
it's very
in
exciting.
March.
Yep. Yep.
Ish.
Yep.
All right. So let's move on to iHeartRadio because
okay.
we all heart radio.
Yes.
Doesn't?
I love music.
I love
from
music
Austin,
too.
Live music capital of the world. This
so
is a fun app.
I've used this app, or I used the website from
mm-hmm.
from my office. Like I've used the application before, so I'm a big fan of iHeartRadio. I've got my own stations. I can't wait to see what you've done.
Awesome. Yeah. So this was a port that obviously they have an existing Windows Phone 7 application.
Yeah.
We ported it to Windows Phone 8, added all the light up features like live tile and lock screen. And then they also needed a completely reskinning of the application to match their new branding and their new Xbox app that's going to be coming out. So
when you say the live tile, because there we had the live tile in Windows Phone 7, so is this just now for the double wide tile?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So let's talk about what you've done with the iHeartRadio app for Windows Phone 8.
Great. So this is the brand new Pano. iHeartRadio added some really fun features, new features like the sleep timer. So if you're listening to a radio station or a custom station, you can set your phone to have a sleep timer so it will fall asleep at a certain time.
Nice.
So if you like to fall asleep to music, so that's kind of exciting.
Cool. I like to wake up to music.
Yep. That is a feature that should be coming soon. I know we're working with Microsoft and trying to get the operating system to support it. So pulling in some spotlight imagery. So those are kind of their custom stations.
And these are all features new to Phone 8 that wasn't in Phone 7?
Exactly. And one of the biggest ones is Perfect For. So it will pull in what day of the week it is, and it will give you recommended tasks, like if it's a snow day or if you're just hanging out, if you're working out, if you're driving to work, you click on an activity, and it will give you recommended playlists that go along with that activity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my playlist for skiing would be different than, like, romantic dinner.
Totally.
I don't know what your options are. Does it have a generic set of like possible events, or are these something that I would create?
No, so they're preloaded into the app, but morning, afternoon, or night, and different days of the week, they're all different. So every time you launch the app, there are different activities that you can choose from. So it's really fun. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, obviously one of the most important features of iHeartRadio is now playing and recently played.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to play that up a little bit on the home pano. So what you can see here on the second screen is kind of this mosaic illustration of your recently played history and then what's now playing. So the large tile here is what's currently playing right now. I have a photo of the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. And then a live countdown right on the pano. And then all of these little tiles would be your history. So if you only had listened to two or three stations in the past, it will just show two. And then as you listen to more and more, mm-hmm. all of these will filter out and these tiles flip and show the information and the station info on the back and the album art on the front.
Very cool.
It's just kind of cool to have that little fun animation on the pano. It's something we've never seen before. So
that's not in other apps for other mobile operating systems?
Nope.
Nice. Now, how long would you say the creation of something like that takes? Like in specifically, you know, those rotating panels, but then overall, like, what's the time difference in developing, say, this application for Windows Phone versus this application for iPhone? Is one, like, exponentially more time-consuming?
No, I mean, I think they're the same. You know, this was a port, so I think it's a little bit less time because we are taking features from another app and kind of porting it over.
Mm-hmm.
If it was from the ground up, brand new ideas, net new application, that would probably take a little bit longer.
Right.
But as far as the operating system, I mean, I think it's about the same, you know, depending on you know, the level of talent and how quickly people can develop, really, you know.
Right.
So
very cool. So then you would probably say to other developers that you had a pleasant experience, or
totally.
Obviously you said there's a couple things that you mentioned could be worked on, but how would you describe your overall experience, you know, developing apps for Windows Phone?
It's been great. We have a really close relationship with Microsoft, so whenever there's a question, we literally just pick up the phone, and we have so many contacts we can get in touch with.
Mm-hmm.
Their feedback has been great. All of the resources online are really helpful. I was going to ask you that.
Do mm-hmm. you use Microsoft resources? Do you ever get, like, community feedback or look to other developer communities if you need advice or instruction?
You know, strictly talking from a designer point of view, you know, we're on pretty strict NDAs, so
yeah.
It's not like I can kind of post screenshots and say, hey, what do you guys think?
Right.
But we have a very talented design team, so we're always bouncing ideas off of each other. We look for inspiration in the community, but I mean, really, to get feedback, you know, we mainly just work with our clients.
Work
so,
with your clients.
Yeah.
Now, before you were working on these two apps, what other applications have you guys worked on?
For Windows Phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've been working with Windows Phone since it came out. So since Windows Phone 7 came out, we have over 500 applications in the Windows Phone marketplace.
Yeah. Nice.
We did American Airlines. We did AMC Theaters, Hertz, Dollar Thrifty, U.S. Bank. So
So yeah. You're well versed.
Yes.
But these are your first two in Windows Phone 8?
No. We've ported a couple over.
I mean, you have.
Majority of what I just mentioned, we've already ported over to Windows Phone 8, and yeah.
Awesome. So. And what about in the future? What plans do you guys have? Anything that you can actually talk to us about yet?
Yeah, I mean, we're building up our product side at migration.mobi. So I mean, that's one thing that I'd love to see more of on Windows Phone is apps that you can only get on Windows Phone.
Right. A little bit of an exclusive.
Exactly. So we're working on some of that stuff. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, Windows 8, obviously. I mean, that's another very exciting portion of our business is Windows 8 work.
Oh, so you do applications on Windows 8?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll get them going.
Yes.
Come on down. We'll talk about them.
Yeah, exactly. Another session.
All right, absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for watching Developer Diaries.
Thanks.